We present The Hamburg Connection by Barry Hill, starring John Rye as Sir Geoffrey.
Damn, that's the fourth set of lights on the trot I've missed.
Don't think I haven't noticed. I've heard nothing but damn and blasted lights from you since we left home this morning.
Really, it's infuriating. They're supposed to speed the flow of traffic, not bring it to a dead stop. Come on.
Oh, calm down, Geoffrey. They won't change any more quickly.
I hate Monday mornings.
So I've noticed.
Mountain of mail, phone never stops ringing. Staff would sooner be anywhere than work, and now this. Every blasted traffic light between home and the office ganging up on me. It's a conspiracy, you know. How many times do I get held up when I'm on my way to pick up your mother? That's a different story, isn't it? Green all the way then. But Monday morning...
Well, that seems to have put Monday morning firmly in its place. Perhaps you can tell me about Wednesday. You still haven't given me an answer.
Wednesday?
Are you flying to Hamburg?
Well, how long have I been going?
Yes, I know.
And every Monday you ask me the same question.
Yes, I do. Because one of these weeks you won't go for some reason or other and you'll expect me to know about it.
Well, there's not much chance of that, my love. Not going, I mean.
You and that plane of yours.
And who was it started me off?
I bought you one flying lesson as a birthday present. I didn't realise you'd end up with your own Cessna.
Well, when I get my teeth into something...
So I found out.
All right. There's nothing I can do.
Darling.
What now?
The lights. They've changed.
Damn and blast. That's a bit talking. Are you coming with me?
Sorry?
Hamburg. It must be nearly 2 months.
Yes, I suppose it must.
So why not Wednesday?
I don't think so, darling. Not this week.
Well, Miles does keep asking about you.
It wasn't me who decided to send our son to Hamburg for 6 months, was it?
Chance of a lifetime with the lad. And definitely the best way to get to know our German operation. I only wish I'd had a chance like that when I was his age. And to get onto the university course as well. He's really dropped on his feet, you know.
Yes, you're right. Of course you are. It's just that... Well, I suppose it wouldn't be natural if I didn't miss him. Give him my love. Tell him I'll see him soon.
You're sure you can't make it?
Positive. It's my turn to host the Ladies' Guild.
Oh... Not those insufferable women again.
Geoffrey.
All hats and crooked little fingers. It's holding those teacups, you know.
That's the Tory Women's Committee.
Well, they all look the same to me. And they sound it.
That's why I make sure you're never around to show me up. Oh, do you think you could drop me at the next corner? I want to go to Pimlott's.
Good morning, Sir Geoffrey.
Oh, morning, Linda. That wouldn't be coffee I can smell, would it?
I've just made it.
Oh, you're an angel.
I'll bring a cup in.
Has the mail come up yet?
It's all on your desk.
Anything from Hamburg?
Not a thing, I'm afraid.
I knew it was going to be one of those mornings. Someone should ban Mondays, do you know that?
I think I'm beginning to get the message. You tell me often enough.
Look, get me Herr Schmidt in the phone, will you?
Would you like your coffee first?
Well, we must get our priorities right, Linda.
Oh, sorry, Sir Geoffrey. I'll get Herr Schmidt right away.
You'll get Herr Schmidt when I have a cup of coffee and not before.
Right, Sir Geoffrey.
Yeah, but sorry isn't good enough, Kurt. It's been almost a week and there's still no sign.
I'm sorry, Geoffrey, truly, but I cannot make the components without the materials.
Yeah, and I can't make the equipment without the components. It's a big contract, Kurt. I can't afford to let it slide.
You'll be over here on Wednesday?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I will have everything you need by then, I promise.
And that's the best you can do?
The very best.
Oh, very well. It seems I've no choice. Now, how's everything else at your end?
Oh, fine. And you?
Oh, I can't complain. Well, I could, I suppose, but it wouldn't do any good. Is that son of mine in yet?
No, I have not seen him, not this morning, but I'm sure he'll be in any minute now.
He's working, isn't he? He's not just treating this trip as a long holiday at our expense.
Oh, he's working all right, and very well. He's a quick learner. Mm. You know, I'm not sure now I should have agreed to take him on, but at the end of 6 months, he'll be able to see through all my excuses.
Yeah, well, when he does show his face, tell him I'll see him on Wednesday. I should be there in time for lunch.
Okay, have a good flight, and happy landings.
Yeah, you really should try it sometime, you know.
No, no, thanks. I leave that kind of thing to the birds, and you.
Till Wednesday, then.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, come in. Ah, Miles, good morning.
Good morning.
You missed your father.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, he's fine. He was asking about you.
I hope you gave him a good report.
What else?
I'm sure he thinks I spend all night in the clubs and all day in bed.
Oh, I do not think so.
Is he coming over this week?
Yeah, Wednesday, as usual. You're free for lunch.
Oh, I shall look forward to it.
Have you anything fixed for lunchtime today?
Today?
Yes, that's right. I thought if you were free...
I'm not, I'm afraid. I'm meeting someone.
Oh, someone?
Helga.
Ah, yes, Helga.
Why do you say it like that?
Oh, it's nothing. I just thought we might have lunch today, but if you're meeting Helga, it is, how do you say, no contest.
If it's important.
No, no, nothing that cannot wait. You seem to be seeing quite a lot of the girl.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Well, don't sound so guilty. I'm not being critical, just a little envious. I only wish I was 25 years younger myself. A student, I understand.
That's right. In her final year.
Mm, beautiful, intelligent. What more could a man ask? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassing you. I think I'd better change the subject. Now, did you manage to read through the paper on circuitry I left with you?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I've had one or two thoughts myself.
Ah, good.
Thoughts that I think we could well apply here. In fact, that's what I came in to see you about. So, if you do have a minute.
Well, of course. But first, coffee, I think.
Two coffees, 90 pence.
90 pence? You can see the bottom of the cup for it.
90 pence.
85, 7, 9, 90. You can keep the change.
Thanks very much. Remind me to do you a favour sometime.
You must be joking. Here. How long's Dracula's mother worked here?
Stella?
Oh, she's all right. All right. She's got a mug to turn her milk sour. Yeah. She managed to get more in a flaming saucer than a cup.
So, what's the game then?
You got a suspicious mind, Mel. Why couldn't I just want to chat for old time's sake?
Well, for one thing, I can hear them old cogwheels straining in that brain of yours from here. And for another, last time you brought me a coffee, sweets were still rationed. So, what is it this time?
How long we known each other, Mel?
How long? Ooh, first year at junior school?
30, 35 year.
What's that got to do with anything?
How many years we spent in the nick in that time?
Together?
Together, separate, what's the odds?
Ooh, reckon it must be
half our flaming lives, that's how long.
Yeah, well, win a few, lose a few.
Yeah, but we haven't won a few, have we? We spent all our lives tea-leafing, getting our collars felt, put inside, out for a couple of months, then back to the same old grind.
Look, Orky. You haven't come all this way just to give us your version of all our yesterdays. So what are we here for?
We're here to kick that little lot into touch once and for all.
Well, at my age? Ah, I'm too old to start going straight.
Who said anything about going straight? We're here to discuss our retirement, mate. Our own personal private pension scheme. Look at us, Mel. 30 years on the wrong side of the law. What we got to show for it?
Not a lot.
Right. You know why, don't you? Of course, we're just a couple of little tea leaves. We've never had our sights set no higher than gas meters, purse nicking, any other pity little knock-off that was handy for a few bob. High risk, low returns.
You've been reading the Sunday Times again, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been using my brain, which is what I should have done years ago.
I'm sorry, Orky, I'm not with you.
I'm talking about one last job. One last job big enough to keep us in clover for the rest of our natural.
Oh, no.
Oh, no? What do you mean, oh, no? You don't know what it is yet.
Oh, yes, I do. One last big job. Keep us in clover for the rest of our natural. It's got to be a bank job, hasn't it? Well, you can count me out. Bank jobs are definitely not our league.
I'm not talking about a bank job. This is a pushover, mate. It's like taking sweets off a kid. Listen. You know that place where your mate works?
What mate?
Well, Todd, is it? The Aussie bloke. The one who's kept his nose clean since he come out in 81.
Come on.
I just happen to have heard one or two things about that place.
Like what?
Like, they have a very useful payroll. Regular as clockwork every Wednesday. And it could be as easy to knock off as knicker elastic from a market stall. All we have to do is walk in, pick it up, walk out again.
Oh, yeah. Like the last job you've lined up. All we had to do was walk in, pick it up, walk out. And we did, didn't we? Straight into that copper's arms.
Well, it ain't like that, I promise you. It's a doddle. All we need is a bit of cooperation from your mate, Todd.
You've got to be joking. He's cleaner than a steam laundry
There's no reason why he shouldn't stay clean, is there? All we want is information. A few times confirmed, run down on the layout, nothing spectacular. It's the sort of thing anyone in Todd's position could give away over a quiet pint with a mate any day of the week.
I'm telling you, he won't want to know. He's almost respectable these days. He's even got his kids using handkerchiefs to blow their noses on.
He could buy a lot of handkerchiefs for a couple of grand, Mel.
Couple of grand? How much is the job worth, for Christ's sake?
On a normal week, maybe 18, 20 grand.
20 grand?
I said on a normal week. We're not talking about a normal week. We're playing double your money, mate.
40 grand? Go!
The week after next, they have their long weekend. The place is closed down Thursday and Friday. So next week, they get 2 weeks' pay. And it's ours for the taking.
If Toddy will play ball.
Toddy would have to be out of his mind to turn his nose up at that sort of bread. But all he has to do is have a chat with two old mates.
Miles! Miles, over here!
Hold on, Helga. It might be easier... Excuse me. If I come across to you. Excuse me, please.
It's so crowded in here.
I thought you weren't coming. Where did you get to?
I was held up. Look, can we go somewhere else? There are so many people.
There's no guarantee it's going to be any better anywhere else. Not at this time.
Please, Miles.
Are you all right?
Yes, yes, of course I am. Please, let's get out of here.
Helga!
What is it?
What did keep you?
A phone call. I had to wait. You know how it is.
Not another consignment.
Miles, please. Keep your voice down, all these people.
You promised, Helga. You said the last job was to be the end for
Let's
you.
Let's get out of here, please.
Helga! 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 Wait! We have to talk.
What is the point, Miles? All we do is argue.
Helga, you promised. One last job.
It is not as easy as that, Miles.
Can't you see what you're into? What you're doing? To yourself, to us? To thousands of innocent lives? Can't you see that?
I cannot think about it like that, Miles. Can't you see? It's bad enough to be part of it without thinking the way you do. To me, it is business, Miles. Just like any other business. Just like... Well, your father's business, I suppose.
My father doesn't deal in drugs, Helga. My father doesn't deal in death and misery. Destroying minds, souls, bodies. Condemning thousands of people to a living hell to line their own pockets. They are the people you're working for.
Your father deals as much in death and destruction as any of the men I work for.
My father is in the electronics business.
Making components. Timing devices as big as a fingernail. Selling them. Some of them find their way into bombs. Bombs kill people, Miles. But that doesn't matter, does it? What your father does is legal. He has the law behind him. They even encourage it, help you to set it up.
You really believe that? You honestly believe it?
I have to, Miles. It's the only way I can live with myself. What other choice do I have?
For God's sake, get out, Helga. Get out now.
But I can't, can I? It is not so easy. It is like the fly trapped in the spider web. The more he struggles, the more helpless he becomes. You know what these men are like.
We could move away from here, right away. My father has business contacts in South America.
Please. Maybe someday. But for now, what I need is help and understanding and love from a strong man I can look up to, lean on, to give me the strength to see it through. And if that is too much to ask of you, well... I think it may be better if you just let me walk away now, out of your life.
You know I can't do that.
Well then, you will just have to take me for what I am. There's no other way.
So, this is Mr. Todd.
Yeah, drink for old time's sake, you said.
That's right, mate.
Well, who's he?
He happens to be a good mate of mine, doesn't he? And he could be a good mate of yours.
Well, thanks all the same, but I prefer to choose my own mates.
Oh, come on. Is that the way to talk to somebody who wants to do you a favour?
What favour?
Put a couple of grand your way.
Yeah, thanks for the drink. I'll see you around.
Sit down, Mr. Todd.
Now, look, I don't want any trouble. So you might as well save your breath. I don't know what sort of caper you two have got up your sleeve, but you can go and find some other mug. All right?
Get fellas wanting to stick a couple of grand in your mitt every day, do you
think? Yeah, all right, Mel, I'll do the talking.
Look, I don't care if it's 200 grand. You know what you can do with it. Look, I've got a decent setup, haven't I? For the first time in my life. It's not just been a struggle. It's been like crawling over broken glass. I've sweated blood to get where I am now. Well, there's no way I'm going to put it on the line. Not for you, not for no one.
No. Steady job. Nice little house. Mrs. who thinks the sun shines out your backside. Two kids to be proud of. Both as an Ambrose.
How do you know?
We've done our own work. It would be a pity, wouldn't it, if anything happened to rock your little boat.
What do you mean?
You moved into that house since your last stretch, didn't you? Neighbours know your form, do they? And then there's the kids. How much do they know about their dad? How much do their schoolmates know? Kids can be very cruel, you know.
You swine, by
God. I'm only pointing out that a man can't be too complacent about the future. Especially when he's got a track record like you have.
What do you want with me?
All we want you to do is to go away and think. Think about your future. About your happy little suburban lifestyle. About what a difference a couple of grand would make. Just think about it. And then perhaps we can have a little chat. Shall we say this time tomorrow?
The 22nd, but that's next Tuesday.
That is right.
But the last drop was only a week ago.
I do know, Myers.
So what's the setup this time?
A consignment will arrive in England by boat in a cargo of potatoes. It will be taken off the ship on Tuesday and collected by a contact in England. He will get it to the pickup point. Werner will bring it across to the Dutch coast. Our contact will meet him and bring the stuff in overland. All that is needed from me is a phone call here, a phone call there.
Helga.
Just to make sure everyone has their instructions, that the chain is complete. Then I just fade into the background.
Until the next time. Until the next time.
If you could just sign this one.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Sir Geoffrey. If you've nothing else for me, I'll be off now.
Oh, right.
You did say I could leave early tonight.
Yes, of course.
I'll pop this lot into the post room on my way out.
All right. Oh, Linda.
Yes, Sir Geoffrey?
Have you checked with the security firm?
I rang them this afternoon. They'll be here at 9:30, as usual.
Good girl.
You will be coming into the office before you fly to Hamburg.
Yeah, for an hour or so. Oh, there is one thing. I may be staying over until Thursday this week. I'll give you a ring when I get there and let you know for certain.
I'll see you in the morning, then.
Good night, Linda. Thank you.
Good night, Sir Geoffrey.
Guten Tag. Ja? Mit wem möchten Sie sprechen? Miles? Ich kenne niemanden mit diesem Namen.
Did you say Miles?
You are Miles?
That's right. Who wants me?
Ja, ist hier. Einen Augenblick. Bitte? Ja, ich werde es ihm sagen. You have a friend called Helga?
That was Helga?
Ja, she gave message.
Why didn't she give it to me herself?
I do not know. She said, will you go to her room?
But I was meeting her here. Did she say why?
A young lady asked you to go to her room, and you ask why?
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Vesta?
Miles!
1 minute! Oh, thank you for coming.
What's going on? What's happened?
Come in, please.
What on earth is the matter?
What is it you say? I told you so.
I'm not with you.
Just don't say it, please. I know I deserve it. I know you want
me. Helga, if I knew what you were talking about...
You know how I was telling you nothing could go wrong?
The police?
No, not the police. But there is a problem.
What problem?
Werner.
Werner?
I told you about Werner. The boat, remember?
Yes, I remember. What about Werner?
He's been picked up.
When?
The night before last, there was thick fog. He was running a cargo of illegal immigrants. He was rammed by another boat. The Coast Guard picked up a message.
Has he said anything?
About our operation? Mm. Why should he? He has been picked up for shipping immigrants illegally. There's nothing to connect his activities with us.
Is he likely to talk?
No. Even if he did, he knows nothing of any importance. He only receives his instructions hours before a pickup. Always a different time, a different place. Always a different contact. He knows nothing about us.
So, you have no problem?
I'm afraid I do, Miles. I've been lucky up to now, but, well, when somebody drops out, it becomes my problem. It is I who have to find a replacement.
You have contacts.
True, but after what happened to Werner, they are lying low for a while. They will not risk their necks for a king's ransom. Not for a few weeks, at least.
There isn't a lot of choice, then, is there?
There?
Well, they'll just have to hold the stuff in England until your boating friends are back in business.
It is impossible.
Impossible?
Well, the goods must be out of England by next Wednesday, no later, and that is a fact. As I say, I do have a problem.
Miles did say he'd meet us here.
That's right. He went to meet Helga.
Helga? Oh, yes, this girlfriend of his.
Ah, you haven't met her, have you?
Well, I've heard plenty about her. Tell me, what's she like?
She doesn't do men of our age much good, I can tell you.
Student, isn't she?
Yeah, computers.
Well, I can't wait to meet her.
Well, you won't have to. They're here. Miles, over here.
Hello, Dad.
Miles, my dear boy, good to see you.
And you. Dad, this is Helga. Helga, my dad.
Hello, Helga.
Hello. I'm pleased to meet you.
Me too, my dear.
Well, now, how about a drink before we eat?
Mm.
Well, perhaps one drink, then I must leave you.
Well, so soon?
Oh, I thought you were staying. It's all arranged.
I think not. Electronics never was my strong point.
Oh. Yeah, but Kurt said you were in computers.
Oh, programming, yes. But what goes on inside is a mystery to me, and I think I prefer it that way.
You're a wise girl. And I can assure you that if you stay, not a word will pass our lips that wouldn't be intelligible to a 3-year-old. We'd be delighted to have your company, really.
Helga did have some shopping to do, Dad.
The girl has to eat, doesn't she? Then afterwards, Miles can go with you and carry your bags.
Well...
That's settled, then.
Right. Now, then, what would we like to drink? Miles, the list is by you. More coffee, Helga.
No, thank you. Not for me.
Oh, that was superb, Kurt. I don't know how you find these places.
Neither do I, but it's fun looking, believe me.
Well, I hate to rush anyone, but I really do think we should be making a move.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll get your coat, Helga.
Thank you.
Well, there's no need for you to rush off, Miles.
We will see you back in the office, well, shall we say, 1 hour.
Right. Fine, thanks.
Bye, Helga.
Goodbye.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, my dear. Though I'd better not let Miles's mother hear me saying that.
Oh, I thought she might have come over with you.
Ah, she's tied up with her hats and teacups, ladies. She sends her love. She may come over next week.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, mustache. I'll see you later, Miles. Mm. Goodbye, my dear.
Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen.
He is sweet.
Dad, he's all right.
He's coming again next week?
Yeah, he comes every week.
From England for a day?
He flies.
Must cost a lot of money.
Oh, he has his own aircraft. Twin engine Cessna. He loves it.
He flies himself.
I know he doesn't look the type. But he's got hidden depths as my old man. Looks can be deceptive.
When he comes over, is it always the same day?
Yes. Yes, it is. Always Wednesday. Are you sure you wouldn't like some more coffee? There's plenty left.
Yes. Yes, perhaps I would. Thank you, Miles.
What time do you make it?
5 past.
Oh.
Do you reckon he'll turn up?
Wouldn't you? If somebody offered you $2,000 in your sticky little mitt.
Depends.
What on?
What I had to do for it.
Exactly. That's why your mate Todd will turn up, isn't it? It's exactly what he wants to know.
Suppose he's on the level. Suppose he really doesn't want to know.
Suppose you stop rabbiting on.
Well, I'm only trying to put myself in his position.
Then all he's got to do is think about that cosy little life of his, isn't he? That neat little semi, his missus, 2 kids, smart as new paint. I mean, he wouldn't want anything to happen to upset that little apple cart, would he?
What if he goes to the law?
Go to the law? What for? He's got nothing to tell him, has he? He knows nothing.
Well, he'd have to know about the job sooner or later, won't he? What if he goes to the law then?
With his record, he'd be in it as deep as we were. Nah, don't think we need have any worries about our Mr. Todd on that score.
If we ever see him again.
You wouldn't fancy a little side bet, would you? You looking for somebody, Mr. Todd?
I haven't got long.
Victor Toddy?
Look, let's just get to the point, shall we?
That's what we're here for.
Oh, the trees. They are so beautiful at this time of year. Like slender, elegant ladies dressed all in their finery. Miles, you've hardly said a word all morning.
What do you expect me to say?
Well, you could say, yes, the trees are beautiful. Or even that they are not.
Bloody trees.
There you are, you do have an opinion.
Helga! You do realize what you've asked, don't you?
Yes, I do. And you know I would never have asked such a thing if I had not been desperate.
You want me to help get my father to fly you over here with enough dope to see us all put away for 20 years.
No one will be put away because no one will be caught. No one will suspect if I am with your father. He's known here. He comes over often.
The customs men aren't fools, Helga.
Miles, if you wish to see me again after next week, it is the only way.
I see.
You don't see, Miles. If I don't get that stuff over here, it will not be possible for me to go on seeing you or anyone else. They will see to that.
They?
The men who draw us students into the net because they know we need the money and who make us do their bidding as long as we are useful to them. So you see, Miles, you do have a choice. Either you help me or... Well, either way, you still have a choice.
You want me to set up a wages snatch?
Keep your flaming voice down, can't you? If we wanted the old world to know, we'd have taken a page in the News of the World.
2 grand, mate. Think about it.
I have. And I don't want to know, Mel. Not for 2 grand, not for 22 grand. No, you can count me out.
So our little chat with you yesterday meant nothing. You don't give a monkey's for your missus, your kids.
Yes, I do. That's why I don't want to know. And there's nothing you can do to change my mind.
I don't think you've quite got the picture, Toddy.
Oh, yes, I have. It couldn't be clearer. I've worked flaming hard to get where I am today, and I've paid the price. So if you think I'm going back to the old days, setting myself up for a 10-year rap, oh, look, you can forget it. It's not me who hasn't got the picture, Mel. It's you who seem to have your lenses steamed up. You made me an offer, I turned it down. Well, you'll just have to find yourself another kiddie, won't you?
There isn't anybody else.
That's your hard luck, then, isn't it? You've got nothing on me. And if you're trying to make trouble for me and the family, we'll face it together.
It's very touching, Todd. How is the missus, by the way?
Missus?
Still working at the sub-post office in Canal Street, is she?
How do you know?
It's not the safest place in the world, ain't Canal Street. Narrow little street. Some of the drivers these days.
Yeah. Can be a bit rough down there, Toddy, especially after dark, woman on her own. Ooh, it's a cruel world we live in. I mean, you can't watch somebody 24 hours a day now, can you, mate?
Still, if you made your mind up, sorry we can't do business. Come on, Milt.
Wait.
Did you say something, Todd?
Just a chat, you said.
That's right, Toddy. Just a little chat. About your job.
You know, set up. People you work with.
What do you want to know?
Oh, not here.
Where?
My place. It's not far. Jubilee Terrace, you know.
Off Crown Street?
That's the one. There are 3 shops. It's the basement flat under the bookshop. Give us 5 minutes, all right?
I don't have much choice, do I?
5 minutes.
Sorry, Miles. What was that again?
Circuitry diagrams for the CP90.
PP what?
Not PP, CP.
Look, let me go into my own office.
Thought you were in your office.
No, I was with Linda when your call came through. I won't be a minute.
Would you like me to stop until you finish, Sir Geoffrey?
No, you carry on. I'll take it in my office. I want that lot finished tonight.
Right, Sir Geoffrey.
Miles?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, that's better. I couldn't hear myself think out there. Now, you wanted the circuitry diagrams for what?
For CP90.
Oh, I'm with you now. Yes, right, there's no problem. I'll have them sent over to you first thing tomorrow morning. Unless you can wait until my next trip.
No, I think sooner than that.
Right.
Dad?
Yeah?
I had lunch with Helga today.
Lucky chap.
She may be over in England next week.
Oh, really?
She's got a couple of places to visit. But there's just a chance she may be near enough to our place to... pop in and say hello.
Well, that's marvellous. When's she coming?
I can't tell you. In fact, she doesn't know if it's definite yet. She mentioned it in passing, as a possibility. I thought if she did find herself somewhere near, you may find time to give her a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Perhaps show her around the factory, you know.
Well, as soon as you know anything definite, you let me know, do you hear? Mm. I'd be most upset if she'd been so near and hadn't called in to see us.
Thanks, Dad. I'll tell her.
Yeah, you do that. Now, tell me, have you been spending all your time with Helga, or have you found time to do any work on that assembly line problem we had over there?
Ah, that'll be him.
I'll let him in.
Yeah, turn that thing off.
Right. Toddy.
You see, Mel? Told you he'd be round. He knows who his friends are, as our Mr. Todd.
Let's just drop this old pal's business, shall we? I'm here because I had no choice, and you know it.
Now, is that any way to talk to a couple of mates who want to do you a favour?
Oh, yeah? And what about all that talk about my missus?
I'm just making conversation.
Well, come on. Take the weight off your feet.
Yeah, not there. Come over here. Got a table. Right. Now, if we're all sitting comfortably...
Look, let's just get on with it, shall we? I don't want to hang around here any longer than I have to. Now, the way I see it, you want some info out of me. In return, you drop me a couple of grand.
You see it right.
Well, for starters, I want a cast-iron guarantee from you that that is the beginning and the end of it. There's no way I'll be involved in the job.
You got it.
So now we know the score. Right. I'm waiting.
Right. Let's start with security.
Ach. Hallo, wer ist da? Wer ist es?
It's me, Miles.
Miles, surely it isn't that time.
I was ready early. But there didn't seem much point sitting around. You know, I always prefer your company to my own. Especially when you look like that.
I was in the shower. I wasn't expecting you for another half hour.
And since when did it take you half an hour to get ready? An hour, maybe.
Then I'd better make a start.
No, I'm not complaining. You look fine to me as you are.
Fool. Did you book the table?
For 8. You know, I still can't get over it.
Over what?
You. The change.
I've changed?
Yes, you have. These past few days, you've been so much happier. Fun to be with.
Fun to be with? Me?
Especially that. Come here.
Miles, I'm trying to get dressed.
I told you, you look just fine to me. So, what's happened? Why the sudden change?
You have happened.
Me?
I know that you care. Really care. You haven't had second thoughts.
Second thoughts? I've thought of nothing else.
But you won't go back on your word.
You know I could never say no to you.
Miles. Oh. I will never be ready.
No, you won't, will you?
Oh, for God's sake, Mel, turn that thing off.
On my way.
Right. Now, let's get this straight, Todd. The security firm arrived with the cash at 9:35. They take it into the boss's office and they put it in the safe. So, they're usually clear by what?
Oh,
9:45.
Right. So the secretary is alone in the office with that cash in the safe after 9:45.
No. No, she isn't. That's when the boss arrives.
Always?
Always. He's stickler for time. He usually passes the security men on the way out. Regular as clockwork.
Right. So he goes to his office... And he's there until what, 1?
Not on Wednesdays. He goes about 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
To Hamburg.
Hamburg?
Yeah, he flies over to see his partner.
So, when does he unlock the safe? So the accountants can make up the pay packets.
He does that just before he goes. Mm. It's a combination job. He changes it every week. And if you've any thoughts of pulling anything, then look, you can forget it. The whole operation is done under guard. The security man comes up. And if you were thinking of the chief accountant's office as a soft touch, forget that too. It's sealed tight on the drum. Well, the whole place is. You've no chance.
I'll be the judge of that. Now, telephones.
Telephones?
Yeah. What is there in the office?
Well, just the bosses, the secretaries. They both go through the one system. If you want an outside line, you just dial 9. If you just want to talk to Linda, a secretary.
All right, yeah. Now, listen very carefully. Once the secretary's door is locked from the inside, is there any other way of communicating with the rest of the factory other than by a telephone?
No. No, there is another phone, but it's nothing to bother about. It's a direct line to the lift.
Huh? A lift? What kind of a nut would want to phone a lift?
Well, he's always had this thing about being trapped in a lift, so he had the phone put in. So he can call his secretary if anything did go wrong. Well, he drives me up the wall with that lift, honestly, does it? The amount of time they spend servicing the thing.
Well, that telephone goes nowhere else. You're positive?
Yeah, positive. It's a direct link between the secretary's office and the lift, like I said. Oh, look, my missus will have been home nearly an hour. She'll be going spare if I don't get back soon.
Yeah. One more thing. When a boss gets in, does he use the lift or the stairs?
What? With his office on the third floor?
We're not playing guessing games, Todd. Just answer that question.
Lift.
Always?
I've never known him walk up.
Right.
Well, is that it?
For now.
For now? Yeah. You said just a little chat.
Yeah, a very good job you've done, too. But I might just need to ask a few more questions. I'll give you a bell at home Tuesday night, 7:30. Be there.
No, you can't. Well, the missus, the kids, they might answer.
Oh, not on Tuesday night between 7:30, eh? Your missus is at Keep Fit. Your daughter goes back to school for chess club. Your boy has football practice.
And you said just a few questions.
Just be at the end of that phone on Tuesday night, you got it? I said, have you got it, Todd?
I'll do my best.
Oh, you'll do better than that. You'll be there.
Hello?
Dad?
Miles?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Unless you phoned to tell me you've got some flap on over there.
No, nothing like that. You remember I told you Helga may be coming over to England one day next week?
Oh, that's right, you did, but I've not heard any more.
Well, that's what I'm ringing for. To tell you it's definite. She is coming over. I wondered if you may be free for an hour on Tuesday.
Well?
He's looking forward to meeting you again.
I do love you.
I love you too. I didn't say anything about bringing you back with him, you know.
Leave that to me.
Are you out of your mind? You said we were just going to take a look at the place.
Mel, mate. I sometimes wonder where you were hiding when they added out the grey matter. We're supposed to be hitting the place the best part of 40 grand, not setting up a Sunday school picnic.
And I suppose we're just going to walk in through the front doors if we own the place.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
What's that?
Yeah, it's the plan that Todd drew. Here, stick this under your arm.
What is it?
What does it look like? It's a folder, isn't it?
Well, I can see it's a folder. What's it for?
Just tuck it under your arm and follow me. Oh, try to look intelligent.
How long's this lift going to be?
It's here.
About time.
Now, get in and try and look as if you belong here. That'll be the phone. The one Todd was talking about. Yeah, there's no dial. Just a button to buzz the other end.
We stopped.
All right, don't panic. I'm trying something. Now, which is the button to open the doors? Yeah. Good.
Good?
Yeah, the doors won't open.
Of course they won't open, will they? We're stuck between floors, aren't we? Come on, Orkie, knock it up. I can't stand being shut up.
All right, don't panic. Here we go again. Come on.
Where are we?
According to Todd, the boss's office is this way. Last door on the left. Hang on. What's the time? 9:44. You stay there.
Where are you going?
Just stay there.
Who is it?
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I was looking for the home sales department. I seem to have got the wrong office.
Oh, yes, you have.
You want the first floor?
First floor? I thought she said third. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
That's all right.
What was all that in, Adolf? Well, we have to know what the secretary looks like, don't we? Now all we need to know is what the boss looks like. And if my watch is right and he's as punctual as Todd makes out... Come on, stand by the lift. He'll see us. We're only waiting for the lift, aren't we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
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 Well, come on, hang on a minute. Keep the doors open. He's going into the office.
Good morning, Sir Geoffrey.
Good morning, Linda.
Right. That's all we wanted to know. In we get. Hit that button, Melmate.
I don't know what you've got to look so chuffed about.
Ah, good morning's work. That's what I'm chuffed about, my friend.
Okay. So you know what she looks like. We know what he looks like. We know that Toddy's map's on the level.
Correct.
What we don't know is how it gonna pull it off.
Oh, we do now, Mel. We do now.
Well, that's about it. Not very exciting, I'm afraid.
It's fascinating. All those tiny little pieces. Who would think that something no bigger than a fingernail could do all that?
Yes. Well, now you know what goes on inside those computers of yours.
It's very good of you to spare the time.
It's good to see you again.
At least I will have an idea what Miles is talking about now when he mentions the factory. I do hope I haven't been any trouble.
No.
Only it would have been such a pity to have been so close and to have left without calling in to see you.
I'd never have forgiven you. Come on, we can go through here. So, what are your plans now?
Oh, I have someone to meet, a friend.
Oh, will you be tied up all day?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I did say I would not have too much time.
Yes, yes, I know. It was just that, well, I was rather living in hope that you might have been around long enough to have dinner with us. Helen, that's Miles' mother and myself.
Oh, I would love to, but I'm sorry, it isn't possible. I've already made arrangements.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, perhaps some other time.
Perhaps, yes.
So how long are you staying with us?
Bitte?
How long are you staying over here?
Well, I had hoped perhaps a week, but I'm afraid it is not to be.
Oh?
I was going up to Scotland tomorrow to see a friend of my mother's, but when I telephoned her this morning to make arrangements, she tells me she's going away for a few days.
Oh, dear.
So there's not much point on my staying here after this evening.
You're going back tomorrow?
I think so. I think I will catch the morning boat.
Oh, no, you won't.
Bitte?
Well, I'm flying over to Hamburg tomorrow. You must come back with me.
Of course it is Wednesday. I forgot. I seem to have lost track of time since I landed in England.
You'll come with me.
Well, if you're sure it's no trouble...
It'll be my pleasure. I'll be delighted to have your company. Could you get here for, 9:45?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, Linda will look after you while I go through the mail, then we'll be off. I'll give Miles a ring, tell him to expect us both for lunch. Well, that sounds better than taking the boat, I'm sure.
Sounds perfect.
Well, it's settled then. Now, I know you don't want to hang about too long, but you'll have time for a cup of tea before you leave me, won't you?
Oh, I think I can manage that.
Stand.
We'll be going over... 3226. George, it's
Hawkins. What do you want?
Couple of last-minute instructions.
Now, hang on.
Now, just shut up and listen.
Yeah, what if I say forget it? What if I say get knotted? What if I go to the police and tell them what's going on, that you're leaning on me?
Oh, don't be stupid, Todd.
He's stupid?
You wouldn't want to see anything happen to that daughter of yours, would you? That sweet little girl with the long blonde hair and those big, beautiful blue eyes.
You bastard!
Yeah, now listen and listen good. I'll say this once and that's it. There's one more thing you've got to do.
Look, what are you trying to do? Crucify me?
You won't be doing anything you wouldn't normally do in the course of your job.
Oh, no, no, of course I won't. I do this kind of thing every day of the week.
Now, listen. Your boss will be in about 9:45, right? He will go to the lift and get into it and go up to his office. And he won't be alone. We'll be right behind him. And as soon as those lift doors are shut, you put an out-of-order notice on the lift.
Out of order?
Well, closed for maintenance, anything. Just so long as you keep people away from that lift.
You're planning to walk in with the boss?
Can you do it?
Yes, yes, I can do it.
Right, exactly as I said. And then, if you forget the whole thing, you got it?
Information. That's all you said you wanted from me.
But you won't be involved, will you? None of us will. Not if everything goes according to plan.
And what if it doesn't? What happens then, eh? Hawkins! Hawkins, are you there?
What are they doing in there?
Just cool it, Mel. You're going to get me at it in a minute.
Well, how long have they been in there?
8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, seems like all morning.
Well, it ain't. Just take a few deep breaths and relax. Of course, if you don't, you're going to screw up the whole job. I only hope your mate Todd's done his bit.
No danger.
You better be right.
I'm telling you. If it was just a couple of grand, I might have my doubts. But the thought of fouling his cozy little neck...
Hang on.
What is it?
They're coming out.
One is.
Where's the other one? Come on.
One down, one to go.
Ah, there he is. Chatting up the receptionist.
Come on.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Ready?
Yeah. Now wait till the van moves off. We've got a few minutes in hand.
There they go.
Right. So the money's in the safe. Security men away. Now all we want is Mr. Big.
Oh, will you look at that?
What?
That blonde girl. Look at them pants. They must have been sprayed on.
Never mind her. Keep your mind on the job, Codger.
Here, she's going in.
She probably works there.
Well, perhaps we should forget this job. Go get a job there.
It's nearly a quarter to. She'll be here any minute.
Well, ready when you are.
Well, keep this side of me. Whatever you do, don't walk into this flaming briefcase.
What's so important about the briefcase, anyway?
You'll see. Where is he?
Well, I don't know, do I? I'm not his flaming keeper.
Excuse me.
Good morning. May I help you?
I am to meet someone here. Sir Geoffrey.
Sir Geoffrey? Do you have an appointment?
No, it is not business.
Oh?
I spoke to him on the phone last night. He told me to meet him here. Is he in yet?
Oh, of course. You were here yesterday, weren't you?
That's right. Has Sir Geoffrey arrived yet?
No, he hasn't. But he should be here any second now. Oh, you can set your watch by Sir Geoffrey. Would you like to take a seat while you're waiting? The morning papers are over there.
Thank you.
Damn! What's up? That bus. Can't see a thing down that way.
Hang on. I can. Blue Merc, you said?
That's it. Come on, sit with me. But don't go in yet. We'll wait by the front door. But stay out of sight of that receptionist. If anyone passes, just glance at your watch. Make like we're waiting for someone. Come on.
Good morning, Sir Geoffrey.
Good morning, Sally.
There's a young lady waiting for you. She's over there.
Oh, Helga.
Good morning.
I do hope I've not kept you waiting.
Oh, I've only been here 2 minutes.
Oh, good. Shall we go up? There's one thing I can't face at this time in the morning. It's the prospect of walking up 3 flights of stairs.
He's got the bird with him. Now what do we do?
That's her hard luck, isn't it? She'll just have to go along for the ride. And don't forget, no names.
Right.
You know what you've got to do? I'll see you up there. Come on, move it.
Morning.
Good morning.
See ya. Good morning.
Morning. After you, my dear.
Thank you.
At which floor?
Oh, second for me, Tom.
Overseas sales?
Sorry?
Well, if you're on the second floor, you must be with overseas sales.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
New here, are you? I don't think I've seen you before.
Well, I don't work in overseas sales. It's just a call, typewriter services.
Oh, yes, I'm with you.
Angle of light, have you?
Sorry, I don't smoke.
I have, here.
Oh, dark. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, thank you. Not just now.
Oh, well, thanks anyway.
Oh, this is your floor.
Oh, thanks. Morning.
Oh, he has left his case.
Oh, so he has. I say. Damn, I've missed him.
He put it down when he lit his cigarette.
Oh, he'll miss it soon enough. Just leave it there. He'll be back for it. What the...
We've stopped.
What the devil's happening? Nothing.
It will not move.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, what are we going to do? I never did like these things.
Now, it's all right, my dear. Don't panic. Neither did I. And I never trusted them either. That's why I had the phone put in.
Phone?
It's a direct line to my office. They'll soon have us out of here.
She fixed the lift.
Yeah. Switch the current off at the oscillator switch. It stopped between the second and third floors. How about the secretary?
Better than we got a boat for. She's just nipped out to fill the kettle.
Is the office empty?
It is. Right, come on in. Now, that's the boss's office through there. Now, where's the safe?
Behind the desk, Todd said.
Yeah, spot on. I've got it. She. He said it was like Fort Knox. He wasn't kidding. Now, all we want is the combination. Which shouldn't take very long.
Linda, this is Sir Geoffrey. Now, don't say anything. Just listen and do as I tell you. It's an emergency. The lift stopped. I'm stuck between the second and third floors. Get on to maintenance right away and tell them to get us out of here. I don't care how they do it, just as long as it's quick. Have you got that?
I think so, Sir Geoffrey.
Who's that? Who's there?
All you need to know is that we are here and that you are there. And that's the way it's going to be until we get what we want. Mel, watch out for that secretary. She'll be back in a minute.
What are you doing in my office? I demand to know.
You're not in a position to demand anything.
Will you just tell me what you want and get us out of here?
Just a little number, Sir Geoffrey. Nothing more. You give us that, and you should be out of there in 10 minutes, possibly less.
Number? What number?
The combination that opens your wall safe. Did you hear me?
Where's Linda? What have you done with her?
Don't you worry about her. She'll come to no harm. You're the one you should be worrying about. You and that companion of yours.
Now, just a minute.
The number, Sir Geoffrey.
Watch. I'll let you walk out of here with nearly £40,000 over my dead body.
That might be nearer the truth than you think, Sir Geoffrey.
And how long do you think you can hold out before someone finds you, before someone discovers what's going on?
Oh, perhaps not too long. But in neither can you.
What do you mean?
She's coming back. Get behind the door.
Right.
I'll take it off. Now, don't make a move until I tell you. Then grab her from behind and put your hand over her mouth.
Right.
Now!
What?
Dollar!
Oh,
shut your mouth! You've got such a pretty face. I hate to see anything happen to spoil it.
You bitch! She bit me.
Dagger, you fool! Don't dare turn around.
I'm trying, aren't I?
Oh! Oh, God, you hit me. Right, lady. You want to play?
I'm going to...
Tie your legs with this.
I'm trying to, aren't I?
Hold on, damn you! Old! Oh, God! Now, blindfold her! That's better. I don't think she'll give us any more trouble. Now, let's see if that boss of yours has seen any sense yet.
What have you done with her? What have you done with my secretary?
She's all right. And she'll stay that way. Just as long as you don't do anything stupid. Now, come on, the number.
You'll not get away with this.
The number!
Never!
You listen to me. And you listen good. You said that if we walked out of here with that payroll, it'd be over your dead body.
Son, that's a promise, believe me.
Well, let me tell you something. If we have to leave here without that payroll, it'll be over both your dead bodies. And that's not just a promise, mate. That's a stone-cold certainty. I'm waiting!
Look, the girl, she's nothing to do with it. She's only here because I offered to give her a lift home.
So come on, the combination. And then we can all get out of here. Listen, pal, it may be your idea of bliss to spend your last 25 minutes trapped with a beautiful bird in a lift, but I doubt whether she goes much on the idea.
Last 25 minutes?
Did I say 25? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm in 22. And in 2 minutes it'll be 20. I'll ring you back then. In the meantime, you take a closer look at the briefcase on the floor. But whatever you do, don't touch it. Not if you don't want to be spread over 3 counties.
Have you heard from your father this morning, Miles?
No, I haven't.
And as have I. It is strange. She usually gives me a call before he leaves office.
Perhaps he's been delayed.
Delayed? But he is still coming.
Yes, of course he is. But he's bringing someone over with him.
Bringing someone over? To Hamburg?
Helga.
Helga, she's coming back today.
Yes, she had to change her plans at the last minute. And as she knew, Dad would be coming anyway.
Of course. Well, as you say, he may have been delayed. Although not for too long, I hope. Some coffee?
Thank you.
20 minutes.
Go to hell.
What is going on? How much longer?
How am I supposed to know? Damn it. I'm sorry, Helga. I really am. I feel so helpless. Just give me a couple of minutes to think, will you? Just a couple of minutes. That's all.
No, Doris.
The fool. He thinks I'm bluffing.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Not after what we've gone through.
It's not going to work. We never bargained for him being as stubborn as this. Scared to death by lift, you said? Sounds like it, doesn't it? He could be there all day.
Oh, no, he couldn't.
Oh, come on. You don't expect him to believe there's anything in that briefcase, do you?
He'd better believe it, Mel.
Well, he's only got to open it to know you're bluffing.
Bluffing? If he touches that briefcase, he'll see who's bluffing.
I don't believe it.
You didn't reckon I was going to take any chances, did you? Not with this sort of bread at stake.
You said nobody would get hurt.
And they won't. Not if that old fool will see sense before it's too flaming late.
Oh, you're mad. Do you know that? You're out of your mind. Do you know what's going to happen to us if that does go up? We're never going to see the outside of a cell again as long as we live. What if he won't talk?
He will talk. It's not just his life on the line, remember. It's that girl's as well. He'll talk sooner or later.
Well, I only hope it's sooner, for all our sakes.
Can you hear anything?
Hear anything?
A sound. A tiny sound, like tapping. It seems a long way away.
20 minutes.
This is not going to work, you know. You'll never get away with it.
Listen, if you care anything for that girl down there, you'll come up with that number and fast. You've now got 19 minutes and 40 seconds before that lift, and you with it are blown into the next world. So just think about that. 19 minutes and 20 seconds for us to clear this safe and get out. And still leave enough time for the lift to be all up to the next floor. I reckon it's decision time, mate, don't you? Like, fast.
What did he say? Why did you slam the phone down like that? There's something wrong. I know there is. What is going on? What can't they get away with?
There must be a way out of this thing. There must be.
That sound. It is coming from over here. From this side. I think it may be coming from this briefcase.
No, don't touch it!
What is the matter? What is wrong? Sir Geoffrey, please.
The lift. The lift has been stopped deliberately. It's not an electrical failure.
But why? What is going on? Who would want to do such a thing?
Whoever's in my office at this moment. Whoever it is who keeps ringing me up and demanding the number of the combination lock on my safe so they can steal this week's payroll, nearly £40,000.
No. But the case, what has that to do with it? You don't mean...
Something to help loosen my tongue, yes.
A device?
I thought at first he was bluffing. Or perhaps he still is, but we can't afford to take any chances, not now.
What are we going to do? We'll be killed. You'll have to tell him.
Yeah, all right. Now calm down. That's not going to help anybody, is it? Nobody's going to get killed. If it gets too close for comfort, I'll have to give them the combination, but I've no intention of giving in until I have to. No one's going to walk out of here with £40,000 of my hard-earned cash if I can help it. There must be a way.
How long do we have?
About 17 minutes.
But we are trapped. It is four solid walls.
Yes, but it isn't a solid roof. You see, there's a panel.
It is screwed down.
Have you got a nail file?
But the panel is so small.
Yeah, for me, perhaps. But you may be able to scramble through.
Me?
It's our only chance, Helga. The nail file, quickly. Every second counts.
Well, come on. What are you waiting for? Buzz him again.
All right. Stubborn bastard. 16 minutes.
Well?
He hung up. The fool hung up on me.
Well, keep trying, for Christ's sake. Keep trying.
There's one to go. If I can just get this last screw to come out.
Would you like me to try? Your arms must feel like lead.
No, it's all right. I think I've got it. Here she comes. That's it. Now, if I can just move this plate out of the way. There seems to be something holding it. If I can lift one side and get my fingers under it. That's it. Got it. There. Now, come on. We haven't much time.
What do you want me to do?
Climb onto my back and put your arms through the hole. Then just try to Pull yourself through.
But the telephone...
No, forget it. Now, come on. Do as I said. Come on, now. Up into my back. One, two, three. Now.
He isn't answering. The stupid fool isn't answering. Let's get out of here. There's 40 grand on the other side of that door, Mel.
Yeah, and a fat lot of good that's going to do us when we're caught red-handed. When we got a couple of murders hung around our necks. Come on, come on!
It's no good. I can only get so far. Our shoulders won't go through.
Oh, yeah, you better come down. I can't hold you much longer. Are you all right?
Yes, I think so. I'm sorry. It just isn't possible.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
4, 7, 9, 1, 3, 2
4, 7, 9, 1, 3, 2 Come on. Let's get to work. 4, 7, 9 Come on, come on. I'm going as fast as I can. 1, 3, 2, 2 That's it. Just look at that lot.
Well, come on. We didn't go through all this just to gawp at it.
Oh, come on, my little beauties.
Now, pull the briefcase very carefully.
Like this?
Yeah, that's right. Don't jolt it. And whatever you do, don't drop it.
I'm nervous just holding it.
Right, now. Now, climb onto my back. That's it. Very slowly. Careful. Oh. Whatever you do, don't knock the case.
I can't balance.
Hold on. Now, stand up. Carefully now, carefully.
That's as high as I can get.
All right. Now, lift the case up through the hole in the roof and rest it on top of the lift. Slowly. Don't touch the sides. That's it. Now, steady. As far away from the hole as you can. Don't drop it.
I've done it.
Oh, good girl. Oh. Now, come on down.
Oh, the cover.
Oh, I'll see to that. I can just reach it. Oh, that's it. Now, if I slide it back into place.
Do you want the screws?
No. Oh, it's all right as it is. If the worst comes to the worst, at least we should have some protection.
How long do we have?
10 minutes.
Is that long enough?
Oh, it's long enough, all right. Long enough to put them on the road to the good life with my £40,000.
But we will fly to Hamburg, nicht?
Oh, Hamburg? Do you think about Hamburg at a time like this?
I am sorry, but I have to. I have to be in Hamburg today.
Yes, but I thought you'd been planning to spend a few days in Scotland before you changed your plans.
That is right. But when I knew I would not be going, I made certain arrangements. Arrangements which I cannot break.
Oh, don't you worry, my dear. I have arrangements too. In a couple of hours, we'll be sitting down to lunch with Miles and Kurt, and all this will seem like a bad dream.
Here, Frank.
What?
I've been looking all over for you. How much longer are you going to have this lift out of order? My legs are dropping off up and down all them stairs.
Well, at your age, you need the exercise then, don't you?
I get all the exercise I need, thanks very much.
Yeah, I've noticed. Lifting your right elbow in the feathers.
Are you lads trying to justify your existence or something? It's only a couple of days since the lifts were off all afternoon.
They have to be serviced, don't they?
Every other day.
Well, don't get at me, mate. I've only just come on. Where is it, anyway?
Where's what?
The lift.
Well, you tell me.
Well, don't tell us someone's nicked it.
Very funny.
Well, if it's being worked on, it must be at one of the floors.
It's not. I'm telling you, I've just walked down from the top. All the doors are shut.
Oh, better take a look, then. Looks like the power supply is in.
It must be stuck between floors somewhere.
Come on.
Is that it? Every last fiver. Come on, Mel. Get your skates on.
What about her?
Don't leave her. Somebody will find her.
How long have we got?
Not enough. If we move,
Okay. Hang on. The lift.
Blast the lift.
Well, we can't just leave it.
Look, mate. If that old idiot had been a bit more cooperative in the first place,
they could be killed.
If you want to put that lift on, you do it. But you can count me out.
Here.
What?
The lift.
I said forget it.
It's moving. It's coming up.
What?
It can't be.
It is.
It's coming up.
Quick. In here.
We're trapped.
We're not trapped. As soon as those doors open, you'll be in his office like a dose of salts. We can get out and away then.
It stopped.
Come on. Quickly. We may not be too late.
I'm right behind you.
Right. Come on. Down the stairs and don't look back.
There's somebody coming up the stairs.
The lift. It's our only chance.
We can't. The bomb.
We'll throw it out. Come on, Mel. Move it.
It's not there.
What? The damn force to take it down. Push it into a bucket of water.
Helga? Helga, where are you going? Helga!
I'm sorry. I cannot explain now. I have to go.
It's that girl. She's coming this way.
Come here, you. We're going for a little ride.
No! No, please. Let me go.
Hit that damn button.
No! No, we have to get out. We have to.
If they've harmed you...
No, I'm all right. It's just my wrists and my ankles, where they tied me up.
Did you get a good look at them?
One of them.
Are you all right, Sir Geoffrey?
What? Oh, yes, yes, I'm all right. Did you stop them on the stairs?
I never saw anybody on the stairs, sir.
But you must have, damn it. How many were there, Linda?
Two. Two men, both carrying holdalls.
No one passed me, no one at all.
They must still be on this floor.
Unless they took the lift.
My God, the lift... Now, look, Linda, if you don't feel like carrying on...
I'm fine. Really, I am.
Well, you don't look it. You're as white as a sheet. Now, why don't you just take the rest of the day off and go and put your feet up? It's been quite an ordeal for you.
I think I'd better wait here.
Well, there's nothing that can't wait, really. I expect to be off myself within the next hour.
Well, the police asked me to wait. I've already told them all I can twice over, but they still seem to think I remember something else.
What? After what you've been through... I know they've their job to do, but honestly, the way they've been grilling us, you'd think we were the guilty parties.
I don't mind. Really, I don't.
Oh, as you wish. But if you do want to go home, you just say. You leave the police to me.
Thank you, Sir Geoffrey. Would you like me to get your wife on the phone now?
Helen?
Well, I thought you'd want to tell her what had happened.
No. No, I don't think so. Not just now. There's no point in worrying her unduly.
But you would have been killed.
Well, I wasn't, was I? No, I won't bother her now. Look, if you're staying, you could get me a hamburger on the phone. I'd better warn Kurt that I'll be late.
You're still going?
Well, why shouldn't I? Life must go on, you know.
I'll get him right away.
Come in. Oh, Inspector. Do come in.
Thank you, sir.
Do you still want me to get hamburgers, Sir Geoffrey?
What? Leave it for now, Linda, until I finish with the inspector.
Right.
I'd be obliged if my sergeant could have another word with you, miss.
No.
If you don't mind.
Oh, now, look here, Inspector, don't you think the girl's been through enough?
Well, if you don't feel up to it, of course.
I'm all right, Sir Geoffrey. Honestly, I am. I'd sooner get it over with.
Oh, well, as you wish.
We won't distress the young lady, sir, I assure you. Only our questioning is likely to be much more fruitful while the incident is fresh in her mind.
But I've told you everything, honestly.
There may still be the odd detail that you can help us with, miss. So, if you don't mind, perhaps they can use his office.
Yes, yes, of course. You come with me into mine. Right, sit down, Inspector.
Thank you, sir.
Now, tell me, how is the girl?
She was lucky. She didn't come out of it too badly at all. A few cuts and bruises.
Good.
A couple of days, she'll be as right as rain. Physically, at least. How the shock will affect her, it's difficult to say.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
The two men took the worst of the blast. Ironic, don't you think?
Well, I hope you're not expecting me to shed any tears.
No, hardly.
Do you know who they are?
A couple of local villains, mainly small-time. They saw this one as their passport to early retirement. But it wasn't the men I wanted to talk to you about, Geoffrey. Oh. It was the girl who was in the lift with you. Now, I understand she had no connection with the two men.
Good heavens, no. Oh, she was as much at risk as I was.
How well do you know the girl, sir?
Well, to be honest, I only actually met her for the first time a couple of weeks ago. But I've known of her for some time.
Where did you meet her?
In Germany, actually. She's my son's girlfriend.
Your son?
Yeah, he's working over there for 6 months, learning the business, as it were. He's attached to my business associate in Hamburg.
He's in Hamburg now, is he?
Yes, he is. And I was supposed to be meeting him for lunch.
Could you tell me how the girl came to be in the lift with you this morning, sir?
Well, I asked her to meet me here. She was going to fly to Hamburg with me. She came over to this country a couple of days ago, and she had to go back today.
And you fly to Hamburg quite frequently?
Oh, every week. I do have extensive business interests over there, Inspector.
Yes, yes, I appreciate that, sir. And how long have you had your own aircraft?
Oh, well, about 2.5 years. Look, Inspector, I don't wish to appear rude, nor would I presume to tell you how to do your job, but I fail to see what this has to do with two hoodlums breaking into my office and trying to steal my company's payroll.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, sir. I know it can seem very tedious, but I do have to try to establish as clear a picture of the situation as I can.
Mm.
Now, I understand that one of the men actually got into the lift with you at the ground floor.
Well, so it appears.
Did the girl show any sign, even for a brief second, that she recognized him?
Helga? Well, of course she didn't. Oh, really, Inspector, I hardly think she'd have got herself trapped in a lift, knowing there was going to be a bomb left in there. It's a preposterous suggestion.
It wasn't a suggestion, sir, merely a question. I take it the answer is no.
Most definitely. Now, look, Inspector, is this likely to take much longer? Only, I do have a business appointment.
In Hamburg?
That's right.
So, this business this morning hasn't affected your plans?
Well, why should it? I do have a business to run, you know. I assume I won't be able to take Helga.
No, I'm afraid not. She's pretty badly shaken.
Yes.
As for yourself, I would be obliged if you could postpone your trip for a while.
Postpone it? What the devil for?
Well, at least for a couple of hours or so. I may want to talk to you again.
Oh, now, come on, Inspector.
I realize it may be inconvenient for you, Sir Geoffrey, but a very serious crime has been committed. I propose to go and have another word with the girl now. Then I shall come back here. If I have all the answers I need by then, I see no reason why you shouldn't make your trip to Hamburg.
I really am sorry, Miles, old chap. When you think how quickly things can happen. We should have all been sitting down to lunch now.
You don't know how badly she's hurt.
Well, it looks a lot worse than it is, I believe. They reckon she'll be as good as new in a week or so. Apparently the two villains took the brunt of the blast.
Where is she?
The general. She's suffering from shock, but it's nothing to worry about. She's well enough for the police to talk to her.
The police?
Yeah, that's right. They're with her now. Why? What's the problem?
Problem?
Well, you sounded surprised when I mentioned the police.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I was.
Well, she was a key witness.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Look, Miles, if there's any change before I leave, I'll ring you straight away, but I'm sure there won't be. She's in good hands, believe me. Miles? Are you still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, look, I won't keep you. I realise all this must have been a shock to you as well. If you can tell Kurtz that I'll be over as soon as I can.
Oh, you're definitely coming, then?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
If you don't feel up
to it... No. You just tell Kurtz. There's a good chap. Don't worry about Helga. She'll be fine. Just fine. There's nothing more we can do for her. Not now.
No. There isn't. Nothing at all.
Well, I'll be off then, Sir Geoffrey, if you're sure you don't mind.
No, Linda. You just go home, put your feet up, before that inspector changes his mind and dreams up some more questions to ask you.
Yes. Well, bye-bye then, Sir Geoffrey.
Bye, Linda.
Oh. Hello?
Miss?
Oh, you don't want to see me again?
No, miss. It was Sir Geoffrey I came to see.
Oh. Come in, Inspector.
Thank you, sir. My sergeant, Sir Geoffrey.
Sir?
Oh, hello. You've seen the girl?
Yes, yes, we have.
Hmm. How is she?
There's no cause for concern, sir. At least as far as her health goes.
And what does that mean?
You told me earlier that you only met her for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, that's right.
That she's your son's girlfriend?
Yes.
And how long did you say your son has known her?
Well, I don't know for sure. A few weeks. He first mentioned her a few weeks ago. How long he knew her before, that's anybody's guess.
And you never met her before last week?
No, but... Well, I've told you all this.
Even though you fly to Hamburg every week?
No.
Same day, same time?
Well, there's never been any reason why I should have met her. My son has lots of girlfriends. He has a busy social life. Helga just happened to be one of them, the latest in a fairly long line. In fact, if she hadn't happened to have been having a drink with him one lunchtime when I was over there, I may never have met her at all. Now, look, Inspector, I don't see what relevance all this has.
If you'll just bear with me for a minute. Now, when you fly to Hamburg, does anyone else go with you?
Well, my wife occasionally, very occasionally. She's usually too tied up with all her ladies' committees. More often than not, I'm on my own.
And you've never been approached by this girl before?
I've told you. I didn't even know her until the week before last.
And no one else? No one has ever approached you for a lift at short notice?
No, they haven't. Look, Inspector, I know you're only trying to do your job, but honestly, all these questions... As far as I can see, not one has anything to do with what happened here this morning, unless you happen to know something I don't, in which case I wish you'd come to the point. My time's valuable, believe me.
When the girl was taken to hospital, a doctor tried to examine her. Perfectly routine in such circumstances. Although she was shocked and under sedation, she resisted any attempt at examination. In fact, she became quite violent. So violent that a WPC had to be called to help restrain her.
Go on.
The girl was found to have a large quantity of heroin in plastic bags attached to various parts of her body.
Heroin? I don't believe it.
I can assure you it's true, sir. And it wasn't just a few grams for her own use. This was something much bigger than that. At today's prices, the girl was a walking gold mine.
Helga?
It appears she was using you to get her out of the country. I have to ask you, Sir Geoffrey... I take it you knew nothing of this.
No. Well, of course I didn't. Is she trying to say...
No, quite the contrary. Once she realized the game was up, she told us everything.
Mm.
She was at particular pains to stress that neither you nor your son was implicated. She even deposited a signed declaration to that effect in a bank vault in Hamburg several days ago.
I still can't take it in.
I can understand that, sir. It must have come as a great shock.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has. But, you know, thinking about it, it all falls into place now.
What does?
But the way she was so agitated when the lift failed. She was so concerned about getting back to Hamburg. Then there was her strange behaviour when she knew I was telephoning the police. The way she dashed off like that.
That was after your release from the lift.
That's right. It's ironic, isn't it? If she hadn't tried to run away, she would have been in the clear. She wouldn't have been grabbed by those villains. She wouldn't have been dragged into the lift. Come in.
Yes, Constable, what is it?
Excuse me, sir. Do you think I can have a word, sir?
Is it important?
Yes, sir, it is.
Very well. I'm sorry about this, Sir Geoffrey.
Oh, really? This is going to take all day at this rate.
I sincerely hope not. My sergeant will keep you amused while I'm away.
Look, Sergeant, time's getting on. I realise your inspector has his job to do, but so do I.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sure the inspector appreciates your situation. He won't be longer than absolutely necessary.
Yeah, well, he's been saying that for nearly 2 hours, damn it. I don't suppose he'd object if I make a phone call.
I think you'd better ask him.
Ask him? I was joking, ma'am.
I'm sure he'll be back in a minute.
I want to phone my business associate in Hamburg. I must tell him that I've been delayed yet again. There are meetings organised, appointments to keep. And thanks to your inspector, it doesn't look as if I'm going to make any of them.
I can't see any objection to that, sir. Feel free.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sergeant. Don't go.
Sir?
Six. Yeah. Oh, damn, it's engaged. Sorry, I'll be with you in a minute, Inspector. I'm trying to get through to Hamburg. Let them know I haven't even left yet. Let them know that the British police force grinds exceedingly slowly at times.
And exceedingly thoroughly, Sir Geoffrey. I would like you to come down to the station.
The station? The police station? Oh, come on, Inspector. Don't you think you're taking this a bit too far?
Stay by the door, Sergeant.
Sir?
Just what's going on? I mean, helping you with your inquiries is one thing.
After we found the heroin on the girl, we sent a couple of officers from the drug squad to have a look at your aircraft.
You what?
There was just a chance that the girl or an accomplice may have hidden some more of the stuff on board.
Now, listen, Inspector.
No, Sir Geoffrey. You listen to me. The officers didn't find any more heroin, or any other drugs for that matter. But they did discover something else. A carefully constructed and very well concealed compartment behind the rear seat. Inside it were enough diamonds to set the sky alight on a winter's night. All in sealed packages. And, at a rough guess, worth something in the region of £500,000. It's my duty to warn you that you're not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say may be taken down in writing and used in evidence against you.
John Rye was Sir Geoffrey in The Hamburg Connection by Barry Hill. Miles was David Lerner. Helga, Elaine Claxton. Hawkins, John Hollis. Mel, Leslie Heritage. Todd, Bruce Stewart. Kurt, Gavin Campbell. Linda, Avril Clark. Helen, June Spencer. The Inspector, Eric Stovall. The security man, Stephen Rashbrook, and the receptionist was Polly Mountain. The Hamburg Connection was directed by Graham Gold.
The Saturday Night Theatre presentation next week is The Bohemians by David Nathan, an adaptation of the novel by Henri Mouget, Saint de Lévis Bohème, which also formed the basis of operas by Puccini and Leon Cavallo. Bohemia is a district of Paris, bordered on the north by cold, on the west by hunger, on the south by love, and on the east by hope. It's a stage in artistic life, a prologue to the academy, the hospital, or the morgue. Its inhabitants are as abstinent as hermits for most of the time, but when they've money, they spend it on loving the youngest and prettiest and drinking the oldest and best. When the money's gone, their women leave them and they drink water. It's a charming and terrible life, but as long as men and women are young and not quite virtuous, this kind of life will exist. So join us next Saturday evening for The Bohemians, at the same time, 7 o'clock.